Welcome to another episode of Discover Harmony Florida. I'm Krista McCary, and I'm here with your host,
Janine Corcoran, broker for Corcoran Connect, a real estate company.
And so we're going to start this new series. We may change the name in the future, but right now it is our resident spotlight.
And I love that. Yeah. I love that because we don't have a whole lot of, you know, businesses to spotlight. We have some, but not a lot. And so just, you know, picking different people and interviewing different people, I thought it would be kind of fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we started with Stephanie Milfeld, and she owns, she's a resident of Harmony, and she owns Z&Q, which is located at 1037 New York Avenue in downtown St. Cloud.
And I love Z&Q. If you haven't been there, it's this really cute children's boutique. They do have some older girl clothing as well.
I love
like
that.
Tween girl, which is really nice, really cute, good quality stuff, really good quality stuff. That's, you know, slightly more modest than what you would find in, you know, your, that transitional period from when they go from like 10 to like 13 and you're like, they're still a kid, but everything else is too grown up.
Yeah.
Like, perfect spot for this. She has great bathing suits right now.
Mm-hmm.
I love that they're like reversible and like, and
so cute.
And what is the name? We're gonna show you. We actually, Janine went out and interviewed her. But what was the name of that really cool bag? I don't know. Listen, it's like a cult.
I'm giving a look like. But okay, so you know on Crocs, you put the little charms.
Gibbets, yeah.
Oh, they're called gibbets?
Yeah, apparently.
I never heard of that.
Anyway.
You either, right, Q?
Gibbets.
No, gibbets.
Anyway.
I call them charms. Yeah, you can tell when I'm born. You know, you stick them in your, you know, Olivia
stick
has
them in your shoe, yeah.
Well, it's a similar thing, but it's the big bag, which you'll see on the interview, which is kind of cute. And I actually bought two of them that day.
Yes, you did.
Not for me, but I gave them to two of our top producing agents for the first quarter. So, and they love it, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
and I like it too, because you could like, you know, it's great for kids with sports. You know, you could put like sports stuff in it. You can wash it out, like literally like hose it out.
Great to keep in the trunk of your car.
Yeah. Like carrying groceries in one trip, you could just pile them all into the thing and, you know, take it. So anyway, it's really cool.
It's a big thing for the today's mom.
Right. Apparently. And they have really funny charms too, like dog mom and,
yeah,
you know,
all
anyway,
kinds of, yeah, but you'll see on the video.
So without further ado, we will introduce you to Stephanie with Z&Q Boutique.
Hey everyone, I am in downtown St. Cloud, Florida, and I'm standing next to a business owner, Stephanie Milfeld, and she's the owner of Z&Q Children's Boutique. And so Stephanie, tell us a little bit about how long you've been in business and why you decided to open this business.
So we have been open for almost 4 years this July, and we decided to open because there just is not a lot of children's boutiques or stores around St. Cloud other than our big box stores, and we wanted to focus on giving back to our community. So all of the brands that we carry in store give back to a cause, community, or organization.
So tell me a little bit about the organizations that you give to.
So personally, Z&Q gives to Osceola Education Foundation and their Gift for Teaching program.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so they have school supply store at a Gift for Teaching for teachers who teach at Title I schools to replenish their classrooms. And then we also donate extra clothing and stuff to Help Now Osceola, which helps victims who are leaving domestic violence situations.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so for those people who do not know who Stephanie Milfeld is, give us a little bit of background.
So I grew up in Osceola County. I am born and raised in Osceola County.
Mm-hmm.
I graduated from high school here. I am a mom of two girls, Zoe and Quinn, which is why it's Z&Q. I am a wife to a firefighter paramedic. Who just got a promotion, who's now captain. And I volunteer just like every other mom, PTO.
Really? How do you have time for that?
I don't. But,
but you do it.
But we make time. And, I'm the Uber driver to my kids' activities.
They're not driving yet?
I wish.
Don't they have those cars that like you put the kid in and there's no driver and it's automatic? And we, you know, like celebration, that little thing. You know, no.
I wish I had something like that.
No, that'd be good. So Stephanie, maybe we could talk a little bit about how you uniquely serve maybe the people of St. Cloud.
So I am also part of the Downtown Business Group. And I'm on their board there. And so I help with a lot of the downtown activities. I'm on the Downtown Monthly Market Committee. So we help with organizing the events in our area and getting people into our local mom and pop shops and our stores and showcasing local vendors and just helping people grow and, you know, open up hopefully their own brick and mortar.
And so the downtown monthly market, that's last Wednesday of every month?
Starting... Last Wednesday of every month. We do it, June and July are only for vendors 21 and younger, so we call it our Young Entrepreneurs Market.
That.
And then we take a break in August and we bring it back in September through the holidays.
So. It starts at 5?
5 to 9 p.m. And there's food trucks and music and vendors and stores open late, so it's a good time.
Wow. And how many vendors are at most of these events? Do you know?
Over 100 for sure. And right now we're kind of, Pennsylvania Avenue and 10th Street are going under construction. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of dealing with that at mm-hmm. the moment, but definitely more than 100 at every event.
Wow, I love coming to it every month. And actually, we switched our monthly office meetings because we used to have them the last Wednesday every month. And I switched it. I said to everyone, no more. You're going to go to downtown event because I think it's great.
It's so much fun.
So Stephanie, what is your top selling item if you have just one?
I would say either our swim diapers or our Simply Totes. Those are probably our top two sellers.
The one I just bought?
The one that you just bought,
yeah. Two, I actually bought two.
Yeah, because the totes are, you know, you can just rinse them out with the hose, they're durable, they hold all of the things that you need. So those are really popular in the swim diapers because they're reusable and they fit 6 pounds up to 36 pounds. So basically until they're potty trained, it's a must have for a Florida baby.
You know, I thought you meant when you said 6 pounds to 36 pounds.
What?
Like holding 6 to 36 pounds.
Oh, no, not holding 6 pounds. I hope it does not. It does not hold.
That's
that
what
much.
I thought. I was like, wow, I don't even know they measure that. Anyway, but yeah, the kid size. Yeah. Oh my gosh. And what are those things on the Simply Totes? So it's like the Crocs, you put the little pin in.
Oh, yes, they have little charms.
Charms.
So yeah, we have,
charms?
Yep, they're okay. Just tote charms. And so they have some that say like Hot Mess or Mom or
mm-hmm. Mama Bear.
You know, Mama
I like that.
Mama Bear.
One.
Just lots of little things to kind of just make your bag unique from other people.
So when I was in the store, I was looking and I actually saw the little charms. Well, they're big and I was so excited about it and I didn't know what they were. And that's how I got to know the bag. And now I'm walking out with two of them. Thank you very much.
They're definitely a top seller. And you know, once people see them, then they're like, oh, I gotta have this.
Yeah. So what could you say to people? Why choose St. Cloud to move to?
Even though St. Cloud is growing, I still feel like it has that small town feel. You know, you still go to the grocery store and run into people that you know, or, you know, even coming downtown, it's just a family. If I can't find something for you, let me find who has it so that you can, you know, if I don't have it, then go over here to Pennsylvania Avenue or, oh, there's a store down the road. You know, everyone is here to help each other grow and to, you know, flourish, and there's room for everybody.
So I like that. It's not like you're all competitors.
Oh no, it's definitely collaboration over competition,
right.
And you know, we all are here to succeed and to help one another.
And so you're familiar with everyone else's merchandise, and so some.
Yeah,
comes
we try
in.
To be. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of overlap in merchandise, and if you know, we offer a discount to Savvy Sweets when you shop with us.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're just always trying to send people somewhere else that
shops.
They might not have seen.
So, Stephanie, aside from your business, what is the one place that people coming to St. Cloud need to check out?
Oh, that's a hard one.
I know, you want to give the whole
so
list.
There's so many good, like, restaurants and stuff downtown that mm-hmm. are just unique in their own. So that, but I would say Shop DK because they have lots of like home decor. So like if you're moving to St. Cloud, you always, I feel like when you move, you want to like redo parts of your house that maybe mm-hmm. you want to change from, you know, your old house. And so she has like house plants and planners and like lighting decor and rugs and comforters and just things like that.
And what is that on New York or is it on
Side
Street?
It's on 11th Street.
11th Street. Mm-hmm. Okay. See, I didn't even know about that shop. There you go. Well, thank you, Stephanie. We appreciate you coming on our podcast today, Discover St. Cloud, Florida. And we just, we'll continue to shop here, whether we have children or not. We have grandchildren and I mean, so many unique things in the shop. When I walked in, one of the things I said is, I want to be a little girl again, because look at all these cute little dresses and stuff like that. But
we do carry a lot of boy stuff, too.
You do. You do carry. But, you know, girl stuff is always so cute, so much
it's
cuter.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah. All the little wooden toys, you know, they've been cutting vegetables. They got passed down to my niece, you know, 2-year-old.
That's the great thing about wood toys. They're so durable.
Yeah.
They last.
Yeah. I wanted to keep them, you know, for myself. But anyway. So, Stephanie, before we close, how can people find you? I mean.
So you you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Z and A&D Q Boutique. Mm-hmm. It's the same on both Instagram and Facebook. We do live sales once a month where you can, you know, shop from your couch in your pajamas. We're also open 7 days a week downtown, so you can come down anytime.
And so for, it's funny you said the live, because I know you had just recently did a live and you had great success. So what advice can you give to other business owners to do the same type of thing?
I would say try it and don't be overwhelmed, because it's a lot to take in at first, but it was fun. It was like, even though you're not like physically interacting with people, like it's kind of like a party. It's fun.
And you got sales from that?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow.
And people are in their pajamas at home. There was one mom that was like, I'm listening with an earbud and tucking my kid into bed at the same time.
Gosh.
And like,
how great is that?
Multitasking, shopping, and, you know, doing their stuff at home. So.
Now, most of the shoppers here, are they local, you find? Or are they?
Most are local.
Yeah, so it's word of mouth and getting out and social, you know, letting them all know. So, wow. Well, there's nothing like this around. So it's very unique. And
I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's a great shop. So come on by and visit. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
What'd you think?
That was a really good, I you know, again, I love Stephanie. I think she's really awesome. First of all, I don't know how she sleeps. She just
does
so much. So much.
She's on the board for the, you know, whole downtown St. Cloud Market every month. And she does such a great job.
She does.
She's a shaker and a mover. And she's young.
Yeah, she is. And I love that. Like, I love the ideas that she gave people, you know, like in businesses, like, it, you know, go out there and try the lives. Like, you know, for the live sales, that's been a really big hit for her. You know, she's really working hard to kind of bring, you know, events and, eyes down to the downtown St. Cloud businesses, really just trying to get everybody down there to, participate and to, you know, bring more traffic, because downtown is great. They're doing a fantastic job. I mean, I love all the little restaurants. We talk about those all the time. But Stephanie is awesome. She takes on so much.
And wait, let me give kudos to her husband, Patrick, okay? Because after we did the interview, Patrick was helping. You know, it was his day off, and he was helping. And then I needed some gifts for a couple of the men, you know, in our office. So Patrick walked me next door to one of the soap stores, or, you know what I mean? And he's saying, well, I really like this line. And he was literally selling their product to me, which was so funny. You know, he's like, I was like, okay. So I ended up buying something next door in that store too. And again, keep it local, people.
Yeah.
What's a hashtag? Is it keep it local? Buy local.
Buy local,
I think, is a hashtag. But anyway, so we try to do that. Try to support the local businesses.
Yep. And another thing I love that she talked about too was like, they kind of try and you know, not that everybody's expected to know what every other business has, but I love that, like, the downtown community, that they like have a general idea. And so if somebody comes in looking for something, they're like, you know what? I don't have it, but
they check out each other's products.
Yeah, so I like that.
I love that too.
That's really cool.
You can't find it with me, but go next door. And,
right. Or check out on Pennsylvania or whatever. So it's really awesome. So I'm super excited.
A close knit business community.
Right, which is honestly a lot like Harmony is. Right.
Yeah.
Like very, you know, it's really
trying to
cool.
help each other and
help everybody grow. So
well, maybe because Stephanie lives in Harmony, she kind of brought that over. Who knows? But anyway.
Yeah. But so that's great. So anyway, so if you're in downtown St. Cloud, if you have kids, if you have, I mean, it might be a little too late for Easter, but you know, the next holiday that comes up, they have great stuff. Actually, my nephew, the youngest one, who's like 18 months old, just loves the toys there. So that's really cool. So definitely go and check that out. And he's totally not 18 months, is he?
I was like, I was gonna say, didn't he turn like 2 last December?
He did.
I'm so glad she made the mistake.
I hope Vicky's not watching.
Yes.
So sorry. That's the best. I'm terrible at age. But anyway, so.
She's great with numbers, though.
I know, really great with numbers, just not apparently ages. So anyways, so definitely go check out Stephanie and Z&Q Boutique. You'll see her around the Harmony, I'm sure, in the pink golf cart with the Z and the Q in the name. So check them out.
Yeah, I call it the Barbie golf cart because she has 2 girls. So yeah, I'm like, you know, I always tell Patrick, I said, oh, you look so cute in that golf cart. And he just laughs. He's surrounded by girls.
That's awesome. Great family. So anyway, so thanks so much, Stephanie, for allowing us to interview you and spotlight your business. And if you have a business in Harmony and you would like to be featured, definitely reach out to us at 1-844-CORCORAN or email us at discoverharmonyflorida@gmail.com. And I think we're going to kind of make our way through the Harmony Life magazine too, kind of picking on some.
Oh yeah, we have to
spotlight those businesses.
Yeah, absolutely.
That we already know and love. So anyway, thanks so much for joining us, and we will see you in the next episode.